Neil Delamere's Sunday Best on 100 to 102 Today FM.
Thunder from Imagine Dragons on Today FM. Now, for the past month or so, you will know Today FM have been daring to care for the Irish Cancer Society. So, Ian Dempsey got into a wedding dress, and Paul McLoone has some in a wedding dress as well. And I think, well, maybe he's just doing that normally, but a fine fetching figure, I have to say. Dermot and Dave cycled 76 kilometres from Adair to Kerr, and Alison Curtis faced her phobia of balloons, and Fergal Darcy did every single thing you could possibly imagine, has to be said. He really got into the spirit of it, and fair play to him. On Tuesday, I decided to take to the air. Someone suggested I do this. I'm joined now by Shane Houlihan from Taking Flight in Phibsborough to explain exactly what I did. How are you, Shane?
I'm good, thank you.
Thanks for joining us today. What exactly did I learn on Tuesday?
There's a lot to it. In fairness, you did a bit of everything.
Yes.
We did a bit of trapeze and rope. And I suppose the biggest challenge was kind of get you off the ground.
Yes, this is true.
And get you upside down, but then so that you're effectively about 3 or 4 metres up.
Yeah.
So it's
Which
not,
is higher
it's
than...
Not, isn't, yeah, it's about the height of a story and a half of a building.
Yeah, you didn't say that to
we couldn't kind of tell you that in the middle of it.
No, you can't. Let's start. We did some basic tricks. One involved the pelvis. Let's listen to this clip. Put on your headphones there.
Okay.
Tuck, feet, pelvis, more. Straighten your arms, take one foot off, flex the other foot really strong. There you go. Yeah, look up. Yeah, then sit. Bend your knees.
Oh, breathe.
Yeah, at least you're remembering. I like the fact that you remember after the fact.
On a scale of 1 to purple, how purple am I?
Fairly purple.
Purple.
Yeah. Purple.
Okay, you just have to be used to where you are in space and horse the pelvis that way.
Pretty much, because you can't. It's not going to fall off or anything.
So what I like about that is you're so calm. So basically, I was holding on to both sides of a static trapeze, flipped upside down, and you told me to push your pelvis as far out as you can because that kind of balances you. So you're upside down and you 1 foot off the
ropes.
Off the ropes as well.
Yeah.
And you gave me the confidence to do that, has to be said.
Yeah. In fairness, I was thinking that you were going to drop your pelvis a whole lot more.
Okay.
But the point was that you're actually able to bring it anyway. Thing. So for me, it's a bit like, you know, you remember those kind of dollies that our sisters had when we were growing up?
Yeah.
That you put it lying down and it falls asleep.
Right.
And I think there's something like that happens to the human brain, that when you turn somebody upside down, their whole sense of spatial reasoning or their kinesthesia changes. So when you're upside down, left is right, right is left, and knowing where you are at all is a huge challenge.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you have the fear, you know, that you can't let go.
Yeah.
Because if you do, you're
so you were saying to me, so when you said to somebody, give me your right leg, they can't. So you have to actually grab the limb or touch the limb that you want handed to you.
There have been times when I say, give me your right leg, and they give me their left hand.
Right.
And I go, I said your right leg, and they go, oh, sorry. And they give me the other hand. You're going, no, that's your hand. So eventually you just tap them and they give it to you and they go, oh, I'm so sorry. And well, no, listen, I understand.
Okay. That one wasn't the most difficult one. It looks the best, if I dare say so myself. I found the one where that you didn't tell me what I was about to do.
Oh,
that was the more difficult one. We have another clip.
Stand up in the bar. I'm nothing to do with it. I'm just going to make you do it.
Okay.
So it's a surprise.
Hate when he says stuff like that.
Yeah, you do. Love and every note. So, right foot out the front. Around the rope and shove your foot onto the bar. Get it right up to your ankle. Now, squat down. Pull the ropes. Let go of your hands, Neil. And the other one.
Oh. Yeah, I wouldn't have done that if you told me what we were going to do.
That's why I didn't tell you. Yeah, but you did it.
You're very confident, and it's not very high off the ground at all, right? But it is me just hanging using my legs and not holding on.
Mm-hmm.
But you knew exactly what you were doing there because you knew I wouldn't have done it.
Oh yeah, well listen, I have to rely on the fact that you're tied into it.
Yeah.
By doing it, and that your own fear reflex won't let you let go.
Yeah.
Because that can happen. It hasn't.
Yes.
Yes, and I was kind of hoping that you wouldn't be the first.
Yeah, I was hoping that as well.
Yeah. Well, apart from looking stupid, it could be actually quite dangerous.
Yeah. We'll take the next clip, and that's our last clip for the moment, because that was the one in the high bar. So it's the same thing, higher bar, going off backwards. And then we'll talk about how you got into this whole thing in the first place.
Sure.
Very high, isn't it, Neil?
Don't even joke.
Out the front. around the outside. Get it right up to your ankle. There you go. Nice. Now, squat and squeeze your ass. Makes it easier.
This will hold me.
Yeah. Squeeze. Come on. One hand, other hand.
Oh.
And reaching down. Oh, you're awesome. Squeeze your bum. That's better.
Very sarky in the "you're awesome" thing, to be honest with you. But I have a suggestion or a question that I have a theory about that I think women could be better at this than men, for one simple reason, is because men, you might have the arm strength or the strength and grip and all the rest to do it wrong and to get away with it, whereas the women have to get it right and technique, so they learn proper technique.
Absolutely.
Whereas the lads do it and then do it wrong and get tired.
Well, I have a background in gymnastics as well, and I found the same thing there. It's almost like technique or tech sneaky, that you actually be sneaky about how you do it, so you don't use any physical force. You just use really clean technique, and you tie yourself in carefully and properly, and then you can be as artistic or as flair as you want. You want to save your arms for the moments where you have to literally hold by one hand.
Yeah.
And you'd see that with some of our professional performers in the country, that they'll do a lot of work with just one hand and they'll move everything else around them. And that's awesome.
Yeah.
But for you saying that you dropped in just to have a look once and then you came along and did that, that was huge.
Yeah.
And sometimes it was a case of like not letting you know before you got up there what you were going to be doing.
Yeah.
Because the brain gets in the way. Whereas the body, you just kind of go, okay, I'll trust you, I'll do this. And you're going, oh crap, I'm actually in this now and now I have to keep doing it.
But when you explained to me your background, I kind of got it as well, because you do trust you when you're given the instruction, and you would kind of, once you said to me that you'd been a teacher, I kind of got it as well. So how did you get into this? It's a career break.
Yeah, pretty much. I was a principal, acting principal of a school in County Roscommon in Elphin Community College, and whilst I was there, I came in contact with Fidget Feet, Aerial Dance Theatre Company, and I brought my transition years to see them about 7 years ago and did a workshop with them, and they said, listen,
God, your transition years must have loved you.
Ah, sure, listen to me, I crack. And then they said, do you want to try out some more training? So I went for a week of training in Letterkenny, and then about 5 years ago I realised I needed a career break, so I got up and went to Montreal, and I went to the National Circus School there and did 1 year for their high performance teacher training programme. So when I came back to Ireland then, it was a question of setting, kind of identifying that kind of everything has to happen at all the levels. But you can't have peak performance unless you have people at the bottom.
It's a triangle, it's a pyramid, yeah.
Absolutely. So at the moment, I'm trying to hit all levels at once, and it's not always easy. But it's great then when you get anything like these opportunities where you can see somebody trying to do something for charity. And at the same time, you're bringing awareness of the challenges that are associated with doing an exercise or an art form, however you want to see it. And it's a lot of crack. But the thing is, everything is so bloody difficult. It all hurts.
Yeah.
The first time and the second time. By the third time, it's kind of tolerable. And then by the end, you just go, you know, actually, I'm quite good at this.
It's very satisfying.
Yeah.
Because you can make a degree of progress quite quickly,
mm-hmm.
because there obviously are basic skills and intermediate skills and serious skills. And so it is very satisfying for that. What sort of people do it? I suppose people come to it from all walks of life, do they?
Absolutely. I suppose the majority of what we get are in their 20s and 30s. For some of them, it would be on the back of having seen a show.
Right. You probably get a peak after fringe festivals and stuff like that, do you?
Yeah, fringe, and when Cirque du Soleil come into town, we'll always get a few after that. So a lot of it's like the bucket list. They always wanted to try this. And then the other ones want to do it as an alternative form of fitness. So they won't see it as, hardcore gym work. It's fully calisthenic. It's just you hauling your body up there. Nothing is helping you except your own body.
Yeah.
And the motivation of everybody else in your class. They're going, oh, please don't let you fall.
But they were quite supportive, I have to say. And it doesn't make you bulky. It's like you say, calisthenic. It makes you lithe, I suppose.
Yeah. It's lithe and svelte and all those hard pronounced
words.
Oh,
no, those great words. And there's different disciplines that you would do, and I suppose, mm-hmm. so there are different things that people would be drawn to, you know, in terms of, so there's rope and fabric and static trapeze and doubles and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. And we also do straps, and I suppose it's, for me, it's because my background was in gymnastics before, even when I was coaching it in the beginning as a teacher, I would see that the movement patterns are the same. Okay. The apparatus is changing. You're just doing it on the floor or you're doing it at a trapeze. And because of that, it has its own challenges and opportunities. And the idea is to try and transpose one way of jumping from here to jumping in a fabric.
So if you give me a mark out of 10, what would it be?
For effort? 35.
Oh, thanks a million for that.
But you know, after that, I'd say, well, I'd have to give it like an 8.9.
Oh, yeah, of course. Good man. I should have just turned off your microphone. thanks a million. For more on Taking Flight, you can just visit takingflight.ie. And of course, you can text DARE to 50300 to donate €4. Text cost €4. Irish Cancer Society will receive a minimum of €3.25. The service provided there is Like Charity. And their helpline is 0766805278. So text DARE to 50300, and we've put up the video that you know, if we just did this, it would sound great. And then you look at the video and go, "Yeah, not that impressive." But you can check it out for yourself. And thanks a million, thanks Shane, for your instruction and for chatting to us today. Thanks.
Neil Delamere's Sunday Best on 100 to 102 Today FM.